Networking made simple, efficient, and affordable. That is the topic for episode 62 of Playing with Perspective, the Suspended Animation Podcast. How's everybody? I hope you're doing well. Welcome to all the people that are streaming in live via our Facebook page. I know it's 7:30 p.m., but I have a very, very special guest all the way from Scotland. Her name is Farah Hussain. How are you, Farah?
I'm awesome. As I said, Dan, I love your accent.
I love yours, but I don't even want to attempt to try and do the Scottish accent because I'll ruin it. But for everybody out there, Farah is a mother, wife, and businesswoman with over 20 years of experience in corporate organizations. Her journey began through working in competitive sales, where through hard work and resilience, Farah rose to the top of her field. And now she's started her own new venture called Farah Bringing People Together. And she's got her own unique, cool, and powerful spin on networking events. So we're going to be chatting all about Farah's philosophy towards networking, virtual networking, and a little bit about how she got to where she is. So Farah, before we jump in, tell us a bit about you.
You open up the question and you always find out so much. What? Where do you start?
That's right.
I turned 50 on Wednesday. I just turned
Happy
50
birthday.
On Wednesday. Thank you very much.
That's beautiful.
Yay! I had a great time, fantastic time. 50, do you know what, Darren? It was like a jigsaw puzzle. I turned 50. I found the final piece and I placed it on the board thinking, that's it, I've got it all together. But every day is a learning day. And you learn something new every single day and you make the changes, especially with this pandemic now.
Yeah.
You've had to make a lot of changes, not just for myself, but like everybody else. And then that's where the creation came, Farah Bringing People Together. Corporate background for 21 years, competitive sales. I've always been a biggie on cultural organisations and how leaderships are run and managed. Yep. And I've always had that problem with miscommunication within departments.
Yep.
And I was always the person at the bridge between the different departments and bringing people together. But you don't realise you're doing that until later on in your life. So that's a little bit about me in a wee nutshell. But how can I give you 50 years in just a small podcast?
were you always that way? Were you always the conduit for bringing people together when?
Since I was a kid, I always wanted to be centre of attention because I was a middle child. Middle child, I didn't know that anything existed like a middle child syndrome. So my parents used to say, look after the young ones, do as you're told. I'm like, but what about me? So that's when I just created my own bubble, created my own self and started doing things in a way that made me feel good. So I just started making friends and then joining friends and making groups. That's how I grew up with it, and it just comes naturally.
Love it. I love it. And anyway, we're going to get into more of your history and your journey because I'm really, you know, networking is something that we're all doing a lot of now. Virtual networking is brand new. It's incredibly powerful. It's global. And I'm jumping on network meetings all the time, virtual meetings, meeting people from all over the world. It's incredible. And this pandemic obviously has, you know, sped up that process because technology has been there. And we're all, and the behavior now has changed, and that's what we're doing. But
that's what we're doing.
You're obviously very big on networking, building power teams, raving fans. Tell us more about, you know, your philosophy towards that and how this all came about.
Being in competitive sales, it was always like, where's my next sale coming from? Yep. If I didn't have a pipeline, I would have to worry. And at the end of the month, once you've reached your target, you're thinking, phew, I've done it. I need to start all over again.
Yeah.
And then you have to build up that pipeline.
Yep.
And I suppose it came back from then when I was just thinking, raving fans, it's very, very easy, I believe, to talk about someone else and talk about their products.
Yep.
Now, why do you think these big, huge corporate companies are latching on to influencers? Because they talk about your product, they talk about them, and then they have those followings. So basically, if you take that concept on a smaller scale and you build relationships and you build connections and you create power teams, you're creating raving fans along the way. So these people then are putting stuff on LinkedIn, doing others, talking about you, and even during a conversation, like, for example, I need somebody in social media, you're like, I know somebody that can do it for you.
Absolutely.
Do you know? So yep. That's how it's done. So that's where the concept came from, is just bringing people together and creating those raving fans and telling people, look, that person's really good. Why don't you go and check them out?
I love it. And it's something actually that I've been really thinking about and articulating more and more just lately, is that, you know, and it's borrowed or not, or influenced by the philosophy of Seth Godin. You know, he really believes that you have to create your tribe, your community, and that might be small to start, but as you say, you start building raving fans and you start building awareness from there. You get referrals, absolutely, you get all these different lead generations. And, you know, that's really, really powerful. And you can do that so well with social media, for example, organically. But okay, just in terms of that concept of building a smaller community to start with and then growing slowly, that's absolutely really what you're talking about when you're saying, when you're talking about raving yeah fans.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. You're absolutely right. It starts from the community. It starts from your small tribe that you create. Now, just as an example, I would like to give, when I started joining this, building up, Farah, bringing people together, I had already created that foundation. And if I hadn't created the foundation, my business would have been, had the jelly effect. Yep. And which means it's like, oh, it's wobbly, the foundation isn't there. Yep. I had that power team. I had those people. So people came in. Website was done, copywriting was done, social media was done.
Yep.
But if I hadn't had that, I would have been lost.
Yeah. And so how did you build up these connections over the years?
Oh, love it, love it, love it. I used to work with an espresso coffee. At all the coffee fans there. Yay, love Nespresso.
For Nespresso.
Nespresso coffee.
Oh, I've got my Nespresso here. I have one every morning.
Yeah, I've got one in the kitchen. I love my Nespresso coffee. So Nespresso is all about bringing people together in a very nice way and through the offices, and then you're sitting having a chat over coffee because it's wonderful coffee. Yep. So that's when it was, when I started networking. When I first started networking personally, I found it really daunting because you're going into a room full of people, you're dead confident, but then you're doing the network tango, like, where do I go?
Yeah.
What am I doing? Like, you're pulling from there to there. You just don't know.
Yeah.
So I quickly grasped it, because that's just me as a person. But what about those people who are introverts, who walked in through the door that didn't want to network, and they were there because they had to do it. They knew they had to go out. Yeah. So my Nespresso coffee was there, and I just brought them in, offered them the coffee, and they said, like, come on, I'll connect you with people. And that's how it all started. And then somebody said to me, you are a business connector. I'm like, does that even exist?
Yep.
I'm like, oh, I like that. Well, I didn't know that.
I like to use the term corporate matchmaker.
Yes, absolutely. That's what it was. Yeah. And so that's where all the whole concept came into fruition.
Gotcha. And so a lot of these contacts, obviously, and connections you made personally, face-to-face through work. And did you do a lot of work with social media back then as well, or not as much?
Yes, I've always been a biggie on social media. LinkedIn has been one of my favourite platforms. That's where I get recognised. And even now when I go out, even like we go to, well, we here in Scotland or England, we have Costa Coffee. I don't know what you have in Australia.
We don't have that here.
I don't know what you have. But every time we had a meeting there, people would tap me on the shoulders. You're Farah from LinkedIn. I'm like,
You're famous.
I'm so embarrassing. But then I quickly grasped onto it to see the power of LinkedIn and social media. So I've always been active on it, but I didn't understand the power of it until later on when people actually came up to me and said, I recognize you. I've seen you somewhere.
Yeah, definitely. And I think when we're talking about virtual networking, LinkedIn has become even more powerful, because what does everybody do as soon as they get off their networking call or their virtual call? They jump on LinkedIn and start connecting with every single person that was on the call. So they kind of go hand in hand now, and one reinforces the other.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, fantastic. And tell us more about, the way that you network and the way that you facilitate your networking, because I understand that it's a little bit different. There's a bit of a different spin on it.
There is a big difference, but this is not taking away from any other networking group at all, because I'm part of various networking groups, and through my experience and going into different networking events, people want something different. Yeah. So what I mean by that is my networking platform is all about creating, building relationships. So I'm not wanting people to come in and do talks. I'm not wanting people to do presentations. It's all about understanding an individual, and it's not even about selling your products and services. Yeah. Come along, get to know one another, find out the commonality between yourselves. You might like the same football team or the rugby team or your charity groups, so you've got something common like children. That builds up the relationship, and then you start talking business, and that's where the raving fans come into place.
Yes.
Because I had this great conversation with this person, absolutely amazing, you need to make that connection. Love that's it. Where your connections are built. So I've always dreamt of opening up a business cafe, a platform where people can eat, meet and connect. Love. So like myself, but starting as a business owner, it's really daunting. You don't know who to speak to, and the problem you have is finances. Who do I connect with? I have this great idea, but I don't know how to start.
Yep.
So the business cafe concept didn't work. And I'm glad it didn't work, because I've just took the concept and put it online, which is easier.
Right.
So it's giving me the opportunity to open up the doors internationally for everyone. Love it. Come along.
Love yeah. it. And so how do you do that? Do you do that every week, every month? Do you have a networking that you have to belong to? Or is it just everybody can come whenever they want? How does it all work?
Basically what it is, it has to be, you obviously have to take control and have the structure, else it'll go AWOL. There's no, somebody said to me, Farah, you run a tight ship. And I goes, yeah, of course I do. I have to. Basically what it is, it's on a Monday morning, 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock UK time. And then 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock in the afternoon UK time. Now, the reason why I've done it on a Monday is because it clashes with other networking events. Then Monday morning, bright and breezy, you've had this connection, you're buzzing.
Yeah.
You know that I've had this connection. I can follow up, and you've got the full week
yeah.
able to carry that buzz. How amazing is that? So it's every week. Every week. Listen, we're not going anywhere. I don't know about yourselves. We're in lockdown in Scotland, especially not in England, but in Scotland we're in lockdown. Nicola Sturgeon says, stay indoors and be safe, which is really important.
Yeah.
So we're not going anywhere. Bank holidays are still there. So why not take advantage of it?
Fantastic. That's beautiful. And so really it's Monday, two meetings, morning and afternoon.
Yep, morning and afternoon,
and,
absolutely.
And a lot of the people that are members of your network, are they from loads of different industries, or do you have any particular sweet spot?
The sweet spot, I think, is the financial side. People like the investment and financial pensions and that will. So they're quite keen to come along, because I can see why. But it's international. So we've got people like from Singapore. We've got people from Dallas, from South Africa, and even the locals here, your Dundee, your Aberdeen, Perth, all the way from different areas. And I want to really open the doors for everybody. It's not just about business owners. Look, Darren, this pandemic has caused a lot of problems for people that are unemployed.
Sure.
And I want to create opportunities for those people who have dreamt of opening up a business, who have dreamt of thinking I can do something. And I want to provide that platform for them to come in and open up the doors and connect them with the right type of people and give them that self-confidence and assurance that you don't always have to be an employee.
You can do
other things as well.
I love that, because, you know, we always think about networking groups full of solopreneurs and entrepreneurs that are building a business that have an agenda. But the fact that you can have a networking group for anybody just to be able to network and find out information that might help them in some way. You know,
yes,
they might
absolutely.
Still be employees, but they need something and they can find the right people that can help them. So what a lovely little spin on that. And you obviously curate and match them up a little bit, or how does
that work? Yes. We have a consultation. So a 20-year-old young student contacted me just through LinkedIn, and she's doing her work on business diversity. And so she asked to come along and join. So we have a wee chat, 15 minutes chat, find out what she's like and who she would like to speak to. So I have a list of all the people that are coming, and then I put them into peers. So we've got the platform that I use is called Remo. It's like a virtual cafe, and it's got tables. It's so cool. I just love it. I was so excited.
Cool.
I was jumping from table to table to table when I first joined, and I'm like, oh my God, this is crazy.
Cool.
I loved it. So each table has a table host. Yep. Now, it's very, very important to have structure, not a formal structure, but something there so that people can come in and feel comfortable with. So each table host has been handpicked. They're part of my power team. Now, their people are givers. They are people who can open up doors for other people as well. So they come along and they go into their tables, then they have a group chat. So I set the scene, put up a question, an icebreaker question, and then just have a chat. Then afterwards, then we put them into pairs, and that's how it works. And then afterwards, they can follow up as well. So I do hold them accountable, because as a coach in my previous jobs, I hold people accountable. If you're coming into network, you want to build relationships, then why are you not doing it?
Yeah, absolutely. And what's been the feedback so far? Everybody's loving it?
No, do you know what? I'm just going to say that to you. Everybody's loving it. But do you know what? I'm just being biased here. But no, the feedback has been absolutely amazing. Oh, and I'm actually gobsmacked with the feedback. And these people tell me the caliber of people that I'm connecting them with is absolutely amazing. And even the company Worldpay, one of their directors got in touch with me to say he would like to come along as a guest. So I'm like, I'm over the moon. Wow. What more do I need?
And are you going to invite some, you know, guest speakers to do little sessions or workshops as well, or presentations?
No. If anybody needs something like that, they can go somewhere else, which is, we've got so much things going out there, webinars, podcasts, everything there. But this is just concentrating on building relationships, having those conversations and feeling very free to talk about what you want.
Lovely. That's amazing. And I mean, in terms of where you want this to go, what are your plans for the future with this? Do you want to expand into live in-person events, or you want to stay on the web? Or how's that going to work?
Do you know, I actually love the web. I didn't think I would say that, but I absolutely love the virtual online platform. It's absolutely amazing. When do you think is this all going to get? We're all going to get better again. We'll still have the social distancing. We'll still have all those things. But I think for myself and for the people that I speak to, I think we've created something that we can continue doing online, because under the umbrella of building relationships and under connections, it's not just about business people. We can connect women who are at home with young kids who can't get out. We can provide this platform for them so that they can connect with themselves and create opportunities. And what about those people that are home, are elderly or senior citizens who are maybe can't get out due to ill health, but trust me, they're very clued on technology. These are these people that they are, and we can connect them and just bring people together. So that's what it's all about. Wow. So there's my vision. So it's different phases, but right now it's just one bit at a time. Yes,
I love it. And it's something that's just struck me while I'm listening to you is that, you know, world has become more and more complex. There's more and more competition. There's more accessibility to everything, but we seem to need networking events so we can connect with other people more and more. It's almost a paradox. You know, the more accessible everything is, the more we need to have a networking group so we can find the right people to work with.
It's exactly.
Really interesting paradox.
I absolutely love it. I mean, let's just say, for example, we had somebody there who is a backpacker who likes to travel the world. Now, that person comes into this platform and you're connecting them with these international connections. Mm-hmm. And then because of the things that are going out, and if I, as a parent, my young child, my son or daughter want to go and travel, I will make sure I'll connect them with the right type of people. Mm-hmm. So they're safe. They're mm-hmm. safe.
Yep.
Safety is so important. So that's the way I see it as well.
Fascinating. I mean, I love hearing case studies and stories and examples. Have you got any really juicy examples of, you know, someone that's really used these networking events to create something amazing?
Well, first of all, there's my case study as well, just in front of you. Yeah, I've done it, I've used it, and the power of networking is phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. You know Greg, you spoke to Greg, Greg Field.
Greg Field, you introduced us too. And
yeah,
so virtually,
virtually. We met virtually. I'm also creating another platform virtually with Teddy Lee, who is an international connector. Yep. Opportunities are huge. I mean, if we didn't meet Darren, we wouldn't be having this conversation today.
That's right. I'm having a lovely conversation all the way from Scotland about virtual networking. Look at that. Who would have thought?
Yep. Who would thought that? We would never have thought that before. It's like, right, take my car out, go and get parked, and I can't get I can't get space, and I hate parking anyway. And get the ticket, and then do you know what I mean? So why waste all that time when you could do it online?
Absolutely. Yeah. And as you mentioned, you know, all the people you've just mentioned, you know, I know well, and you've referred them to me, and it's all been through virtual networking groups. So it's amazing, you know, what the power of them. And I belong to another networking group called BX, which is a fantastic networking group, and I've had such fun, you know, networking with people, getting to know people, and they become your family.
Yes.
They almost become your family when you meet every week or every couple of weeks, and you really get to know people. They're your support system, they're your family, you help each other, and it's a lovely thing to do.
Yeah, and on the back of what you said, you can choose who you want to be connected with.
That's right.
With your families, you can't choose your family, but you can choose your friends and you can choose your connections. And if you choose wisely, this is one of the nuggets that I always say to everybody, and people laugh at me. This is a Scottish term. I don't know if you would understand it, but how I create my diamonds is when I go to networking events, I sieve the Muppets and I keep the diamonds.
So what's a Muppet?
Muppet is just like you time wasters.
Oh, time wasters. Okay, good. We have the old cartoon was the Muppets.
Yeah, the Muppets.
In Scotland, you call time wasters Muppets.
Muppets. Yes, time wasters. Like, just go away.
I love it. So we call everybody a Muppet now.
Muppet now. So if you go to networking events and you meet that one connection, that one connection is your diamond. Now, how rare are diamonds? Yep. Right, not everybody can have diamonds. So if you can choose carefully the connections that you have, these are the people who will surround yourself. You see, you're an average of the five people that you surround yourself with. Mm-hmm. So you are creating people who will big you up, support you, talk about you, create raving fans. That is what you're doing at the same time.
Absolutely. That's your power team. That's your power team.
Absolutely.
I love it, Farah. Fantastic. You've sold me.
come along as a guest.
I'm going to come along to one of your meetings, and I'm going to sit on the virtual table, and I'm going to drink my virtual coffee.
Yeah, exactly. As you can see, I've got my branding. I've got my on my website. You'll see these two colors, and I'm merging people together. So in the mornings it's this color, and then in the afternoon it changes to this. So you can change different colors. As I just love it.
Sensational, Farah. And so tell everybody a bit more about how they can find you and find the group if they want to join and start coming.
It's very simple. I've kept every single thing simple, and simplicity is the best thing ever. Don't overcomplicate anything. So my website is farahnetworking.com, and the reason I said to you, Dan, we've got Farah Networking is if you know Farah here in Scotland, people will put in Farah Networking and I will come up on the search engine. And I don't even have to pay for the SEO. I'm sorry, Darren.
So I'm on your website and they can find all the details and connect with you on LinkedIn.
Yeah, absolutely. We have like the slots I've got booked in for consultations, or just even have a friendly chat, find out more. And if it's for you, fantastic. If it's not, it's not a problem. I don't like to tie anybody into contracts. So if you like it, you see the value, stay. If you don't, that's not a problem. We'll still stay connected. Yeah. But you can find me on LinkedIn. You can find me on TikTok. You can find me on Instagram.
TikTok
as well.
Oh, fantastic. I'm going to check you out on TikTok. What kind of stuff do you do on TikTok?
Well, I just joined 2 months ago. If you've got young kids, and my daughter's 24 and my son's 20, and I've been pestering them, I'm going on TikTok, and they said, Mom, don't do that. Mom, please don't do it. You're cringe. And I'm like, oh, come on, let's try it. And then it was just on the cuff. I came out of this event and I was all like dressed up, and my daughter says, why don't we do this TikTok? And I said, okay, I've been practicing it. They didn't know, but I've been practicing this particular one, which I went on, and it went viral. And I'm like,
was it a dance? What? A dance?
It was
and it went viral.
I'm like, no.
I love it.
Couldn't believe it. But it's the power of it. And I've got a great niece who lives in Connecticut. She messaged me yesterday. She says, oh, by the way, do you know that you're famous on Instagram? No. What do you mean? Apparently somebody had taken my TikTok and put it onto Instagram, onto their page. And they had tons and tons and tons of views, and conversations were flying. And then I was fast asleep and I hadn't a clue what was going on.
Wow, that is amazing. Yeah. Fantastic. I'm going to check. What's your... What's your
It's Farah underscore Hussein.
Farah underscore Hussein. All right, I'm going to check that out. That's fantastic. So Farah, thank you so much. It's really amazing what you're doing, and I think, you know, this area and this little area and niche and specialty is going to be here for a long time. We're going to find more and more adaptations and more practical you know, ways to network virtually and just connect with each other and connect with, you know, other business people and people that you might not want, you know, to do business with, but just people that need information or people, as you said, people that can help you. So great thing. Farah, bringing people together. And Farah, I always like to ask everybody at the end, what's one or two tips that you can leave us with just that we can implement straight away that might help us in our journey of life and business?
I always think that's a great question. I believe visibility.
Visibility. I love it.
So absolutely. That's the main thing, because your competitors are all sitting there thinking and scared, what am I going to do? There's one thing that you can do organically is just create that visibility.
Yeah.
And speak to Darren. Darren will give you that visibility as well. Yay!
Thank you. You're
welcome. Thank you very much.
But that was beautiful, Farah. Really appreciate you coming in on the show. You know, you've given us a really lovely insight into the way you think and the way you want networking to be. And I think it's a great platform. And I'm definitely going to hold you to it. I'm going to come in one of the sessions, check it out, sit down at the virtual table with my virtual coffee. But thank you very much for joining us. And for all the
people out
there, feel free to check out Farah. And I'll put all the links to finding her in the show notes. And everybody have a great evening in Australia and a great morning.
Or rest of the day in
Scotland.
High five. Love it.
Thanks again, guys. Farah, thanks very much. And we'll see you, everybody, very, very soon.
Thank you.